It is Thursday morning.
And that means that Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor of Ivy Tech, is with us.
Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys today?
Well, I'm a little thicker than I was, perhaps, when we spoke this time last week.
The candy, you think?
I'm not going to point.
Just one or two.
I'm not going to point any fingers. I'm not going to. Because
Butterfingers?
They're all covered in chocolate. That's why. Yes, Halloween was delicious. It always is. And lingers throughout the entire month of November. So it's the gift.
Your kids did well for you.
They did. And then they left town. They're leaving town. So that's the good news. And you know what they're going to leave behind, don't you?
Candy.
Memories of their candy and what they collected on an All Hallows Eve. How was your Halloween celebration at Ivy Tech?
It was so much fun. The staff had a blast, and the students. So we had our Fright Night last Friday night, which was always great. We had over 300 people come inside our building to trick-or-treat, and they had lots of games and activities and face painting, and everybody had a really good time. And then, of course, on Tuesday, Halloween, the actual day of Halloween, we always do a pitch-in, and everybody dresses up, and we have a contest for that. And, I mean, it was just great. So
I heard that financial department, they were out of control.
Oh, my gosh. They were awesome. They were the Adams family, the entire team, and they did such a great job. And then another group did, they were all Waldo. So everybody dressed up as Waldo, even their name badges, they put, you know, Waldo. It was just, everybody has a good time. You know, we work really hard, but we had a lot of fun. So it was great.
Always good to hear. And as we move on, hey, look, it's November. Keith, geez, don't blink. We're going to miss it. Well, anytime you knock out Halloween, we know November's right around the corner. So,
Jenny, you have a really important announcement about a new trustee from here.
We do. I'm really excited. This is really literally hot off the presses. I'm very excited to share with everybody that our new state trustee, so that's the trustee for the Bloomington campus, is Gretchen Gutman. Many people may know Gretchen. She's the vice president of public policy at Cook. She's a 20-year veteran of legislative and government policy. She's served as the chief advisor to the state Senate finance committees and the Indiana General Assembly. She was a partner in a law firm. Before coming to Cook, she served as the associate vice president for governmental affairs at Ball State. Lots and lots and lots of experience, of course. She's earned all of her degrees from IU here in Bloomington, and we are, it was effective actually yesterday, we are over the moon to have Gretchen Gutman as our state trustee, and it'll be really exciting to get to work with her. I know her, to be able to get to work with her all the time, which is going to be fantastic, and all that she can do for us. So Gretchen's listening. Welcome, and if you see Gretchen in town, thank her for her service to Ivy Tech Community College. So really excited about that.
Jenny, does each campus get their own trustee? How's this all work?
Well, currently, so you know, we went through a reorganization. And so we had one point until the reorg, we had 14 regions. And now we actually have, instead of regions, we have individual campuses. So the laws out there for our trustees are currently 14. Every campus has a representative to the state trustee. So we only currently have 14, but I believe that that will be changing in the new year, that they'll be looking to have one for every campus. But currently there's 14, so there's one for every region. So that'll be changing, and I'll let you know when that happens.
So she sits at the board where all the big decisions are made.
That's right.
With
That's
only right. your campus in mind, where she doesn't have to juggle multiple interests, correct?
That's right. That's right.
Well, that makes
right.
way so that makes way too much sense. Can we throw some red tape in there? And it's just I don't know that. But hey. That's exactly what you need, an advocate for Ivy Tech.
That's right. That's right. And everyone knows, you know, Lee Marchant served in that role for many, many, many years, and he retired at the end of June. So, and we just. Where he's still with us, and I still talk to him often, and we'll be going to dinner actually on Friday night. So he's still part of the team, but Gretchen has now stepped in, and we're very excited to have her. And hopefully she'll stay for 10 years or more. That'd be great.
Well, and also for the people that drive by, there's a building right on the corner of Highway 48 named for Lee Marchant.
That's exactly right. The Lee
Nursing
Marchant
Center.
School of Nursing. So pretty awesome.
Hey, we're running with the big dogs with something dealing with Apple. We got Apple and agreements? Explain all this.
Yeah, this is really pretty wild. So Ivy Tech Community College is being an Apple iOS developer, and it's actually an Apple iOS developer university, which allows us to offer courses for software development students in that program with using Apple's curriculum. That's pretty wild. Do I know anything about what that means?
I was going to say, you already lost me at iOS.
Right, exactly. And, you know, so there are only 30 community colleges nationwide that have been accepted into this program. Excuse me. And one of our amazing faculty members, Dr. Diana Nixon, in our informatics program, is going to lead that charge. So our own person here in Bloomington will be training on the program, and then we'll train the trainer kind of thing and train other faculty, and then we'll have a pilot course. So it'll be a programming course in the spring. And I have no idea what this is, but it's focusing on using Swift, which is Apple's development language. So it's pretty incredible. What I'm hearing is that this is just a big deal for Ivy Tech, and it's just another thing for our informatics program. One of the best in the country, literally. So,
you know,
kudos to Dr. Diana Nixon.
I can't get over the fact that we have a course out there, a study course called Ethical Hacking, and you try to explain to people that in order for our people to go out and protect the people they work for, they got to know how it works. And
that's
so,
right.
I mean, how do you keep up with all the different programs and all the stuff that's in the works out there?
Hey, I'm at like the 30,000 level, 30,000 foot level, and we've got the great people, our faculty and staff that know this stuff, that understand this stuff, that create curriculum, that are in the classrooms every day. So that's how I keep up with it. They give me bullet points, and then they're in there in the middle of it all. So that's how I do it.
And do you expect this to help increase that growth of that department? Is this something where people will from all around the region to be a part of because it has the Apple tag on it? We know how powerful brand is.
Absolutely. I just definitely see lots of interest in it. And, you know, to be able to share that software and that curriculum.
Well, also,
and how to use it.
It plays into our goals are to help the businesses who need kind of training coming to their companies and businesses for what they do. So it's
That's
pretty
exactly
amazing.
Right.
College Goal Sunday is Sunday.
That's this Sunday.
That's right.
That's this Sunday's Sunday. It's awesome. I know you had Pat on the radio the other day. I was listening in. She did a great job. But it's, you know, it's another way for us to help Hoosiers apply for financial aid, and it's a statewide effort. It's called College Gold Sunday. It starts at 2:00. It's on our campus on the website, 200 Daniels Way. And it's for any student, anybody who wants to go to any school or college, and that they need to file that free application for federal student aid. So if you're a senior right now at South or North or wherever you are, and you want to go to IU, we'll come to Ivy Tech. We'll help you with that form. If you want to come to Ivy Tech, come to Ivy Tech, and we'll help you fill out that form. So it's a great event. We do it twice a year. People will need to bring in their 2016 tax returns and W-2 statements and information about their checking and saving. If you're under the age of 23, you do need to bring your parents' information. So it might be a good idea for a family outing, and come on over to Ivy Tech, and we've got great staff that will help you get that form filled out.
And that's coming up this Sunday. You do not need an appointment. You do not need a reservation. You can just come out, bring your information. And as you mentioned, if it's not this week, I think there's another one in February, correct?
That's
the deadline one. This is getting you ahead of the game and doing all that. McCafferty, if you'd like more information, you can go to WGCLradio.com and hear Pat's interview from Tuesday, where she gives you all the ins and outs and all the details of it, just because people get nervous when they hear stuff about financial aid. They think it's not required, but if they're giving out some money that it's in a form of a grant that you don't have to pay back.
Free money, too.
Why wouldn't you want to take a look at all of that?
Exactly. And the other thing, too, Jenny, is we forget about this. It's not just the kids coming out of high school. You can have a 40, 50-year-old person that wants to go to college for the first time that might get financial aid.
That's exactly right. Thanks for reminding me about that as well. And, you know, anybody can fill out that form at any age. You don't have to be a senior coming out of high school or anything like that. If you're thinking about coming back to school, coming back to Ivy Tech or going back to IU, you need to fill that form out because you never know. You know,
That's
there
right.
could even be college scholarship dollars that might be available along with those grants. Those are all things you don't have to pay back, and everybody knows every dollar helps when you're trying to go back to school to pay for books, to pay for your gas, all of those different things. So you're right. Thanks for reminding me about that.
And I thought the other thing that Pat brought up was very interesting, not to rehash the entire interview, but since we're doing this on Sunday, this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. They will help you with what you can and can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't walk in and take a wheelbarrow of loans out the door with
take
you.
Take all the money you're eligible for.
Well, yeah. and then all of a sudden you can't figure out, later you can't pay that back. So it's a really helpful time for, there's a lot of people like me out there that don't understand how this all works and compound interest and all that stuff. You hear all these horror stories about kids getting out of college and being however far in debt they are.
Did I remind you have two kids that are heading toward college?
They can have all 68 cents in my pocket. It's all, you know what, I'll trade that for their candy. I'm going back to the Jenny, I'm going back to the barter system. I'm going to keep things in a simpler time. You know, I'll trade you a wagon wheel for two donkeys, and we'll get this transaction moving right along. You got big plans for the weekend here in the first weekend of November?
You know what? I don't have very major plans. Actually, Neville is in Ireland right now, and he'll be home tomorrow, and so it'll be good to see him and get him back on the right time zone and all that good stuff. But, actually, this is one of the first weekends I don't have hardly anything planned. So that's
don't tell anybody, and then they won't call and bother you. So.
Time change Sunday morning. Don't forget.
Well, that's right. You get an extra hour of weekend. How about that? Saturday.
Change your batteries, too, in your car.
Smoke detector. Yeah. I can't get them out. They're in there. They're not going
anywhere. You know what? I can't either. It's like, Neville, hurry up.
Yeah, get back from Ireland. We've got important things to do there. All right. Great job, as always, Jenny. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
Thanks, guys, and I just have to say, go Astros.
Go Astros. How about that?
Sorry, I don't like the Dodgers. Just said throw
that's a Giants thing, yeah. We know that. But that's fine. Remember, if we all rooted for the same team, life would be boring.